Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee, don't forget to set that clock.
Whoa, I'm glad you said that.
Time to spring forward tonight.
Is this when I have to set my alarm for 2 a.m. to get up to move my clock forward?
That's how you do it.
TJ
yes, sir.
Says yes. Yep. TJ's just coming in at that time. It's easy
that's
for
right.
him.
TJ does it on the way to bed.
So let's see.
That means it's been a long time since I've been up till 2 o'clock. I can't even remember when.
No, I don't think I can. I don't think I can tell you when I have either.
Boy, I can't. Last night for TJ, yeah, absolutely. But boy, I don't know what. I don't. Does the world still exist at 2 a.m.?
It certainly does. Some people are just getting cranked up at 2 a.m.
I guess so.
But for a whole bunch of us, we're just getting cranked up at 5 a.m., and that's when we on board here at the WBT flagship station of the Carolina Outdoors for everyone waking up early or coming in late. That's where the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's step into play, as well as you can subscribe to us via podcast, just like everybody else. Type in Carolina Outdoors. We have all four segments of each week's program broken down for your listening pleasure.
It was a disappointing week for us, though, by the way. The talks with North Korea broke down, and we're not going to be broadcasting North Korea yet.
Not yet. There's still hope.
I thought we were going to expand the audience, but it didn't happen.
Sometime this is going to happen, of course. You can go over to jessebrowns.com and listen to us as well. As you were saying, around the world except for parts of China and North Korea.
We about got China covered, but North Korea is still a problem.
Listen, this is the first program in March, I do believe. And, Don, that is kind of as we turn the corner, barreling our way into spring, like it or not, it changes the mood a little bit in our Carolina outdoors and gives us maybe a wider variety of sports and pursuits that we and all of our listeners can take forth.
Well, my weather prediction for March is always the same. Two good weeks, two bad weeks, and the good news is we just concluded one bad week. Cold, cold, cold again.
So the upcoming week, I think we have a leveling out of temperatures. It's not going to be, it's going to be Goldilocks weather. Not too hot, not too cold. It's going to be just right.
Well, I was hoping we'd get another bad one and get them out of the way.
Well.
But you know what? It is time to get out in the outdoors. It's time to fish. It's time to get out there and hike. It's time to enjoy the Carolina outdoors.
Well, let's give a quick breakdown here in the opening segment of the Carolina outdoors of the things that we can do. Of course, people are all getting out as the weather warms up. They're welcomed to get out there for a hike or a bike, whether it be mountain biking or road biking. The mountain biking trails are slowly drying up. I went and perused Colonel Francis Beatty Park, and there was still a lot of muck and mud out there on some of those parts of those trails, but that's loosening up. So hiking and biking are going on. Fishing. March is a pretty darn good fishing month for the most part, right?
Absolutely. They just restocked the delayed harvest streams. And, of course, there is confusion because the general trout water, hatchery general trout water, is closed the month of March. So we can have an opening day on, guess what, April Fool's Day.
Ooh, and you know what? We're going to talk to Jake Rash, cold water research coordinator for the state of North Carolina, a little bit about that and find out what all that means and what these designations mean to us as anglers. And is March closed? Is it open? What's going on there?
Just a small percentage of water. Still lots and lots of water available for you. Any confusion, call us at Jesse Brown's or cncwildlife.org for the legal description.
Or stay tuned for a later segment as Jake Rash comes on and tells us all about it. The other thing, Don, is we are pacing ourselves towards turkey season. So here in the month of March, I guess is a great time for scouting and finding out where the said turkeys are hanging out.
Are you going hunting this year?
We shall see. I have done
one
no
day
scouting.
I'm going to make you go turkey hunting.
I have done zero scouting. The turkey hunting I've done has involved a lot of squirrels and some blue jays and such as that. But listen, the turkeys are all flocked up, it seems like, in the month of March. But then come opening day, it seems like they all pair off and spread out a little bit. What's that about?
They can read. They know when it's opening day. Everybody all of a sudden stumbling around in the woods in the dark, scaring them to death.
And I know that you do this, but you are one of your favorite personal sports is antler searching.
Up, coming up.
So when is that coming up? Is that April?
Nope, March.
Oh, so that's now.
Yep, third week in March. I will not be here. I'll be in Missouri, tromping around, walking mile after mile after mile, trying to find my buddy's antlers.
Now, what about us in the Carolinas? Is that something that goes on, and can that play a part in our turkey scouting?
Absolutely. Might as well get out there and look for antlers in mid-March, and you can look and see where the turkey have been turning those leaves over on the ridges where they're searching for acorns and things of that type. If you get out there late in the evening, you might actually hear them gobble or go up to roost a little bit. They are starting to gobble just a little bit here and there.
Well, those are just some of the fun things that you can do in our Carolina outdoors. I imagine it's a little harder to find those antlers here in the Carolinas in the brushy, scraggly woods and brush that we may have here versus the big wide-open fields that they have in the Midwest.
Well, a lot of times you find them in the edges of hay fields and things like that where they're feeding at night. So, you know, think like a deer, where you're going to go to get out of the cold, nasty weather, and where you're going to get your food. So somewhere between the bedding areas and the food source is not only a good place to hunt, but a good place to hunt antlers.
All right, so the South Carolina hunters are going to kick in the turkey season in early April. North Carolina waits a couple of weeks, and they'll kick in mid-April and go through mid-May. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. But upcoming on this week's program, as we mentioned, Jake Rash, Coldwater Research Coordinator for the Inland Fisheries Division of the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission, is going to join the Outdoor Guys here on the program. We're also going to talk to the Editor-in-Chief of Blue Ridge Outdoors Magazine, Will Harlan. He's going to give us a breakdown of what the March issue has in store for us. It's a fantastic resource for us here, the outdoor guys on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as where we hang our hat through the week at Jesse Brown. So stay tuned to hear what Will's got going on in the March issue. And lastly, I'm really excited about this, because as we've heard about before in a prior segment of the Carolina Outdoors, retired Fire Chief Ed Harville from Williamsburg County, South Carolina, received a gift of hiking the Appalachian Trail. Now, that was over a year ago at Christmas. He spent the past year preparing for this hike, and now it is time. So we're going to find out from Ed Harville about the upcoming hike this week on the Appalachian Trail. He's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barty. We're the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.